You know, it's so bizarre in this age of AI when you hear people say things like, oh my God, that AI engine, it was trained on copyrighted content. Copyrighted content. That's so illegal. They're stealing from everybody. First of all, nonsense. By the way, you were trained on copyrighted content because you've seen movies, I assume. And those movies are copyrighted. You saw those movies. Those movies influence your knowledge and your way of thinking. So you're trained on copyrighted content. You've read books, I assume. I assume you've read books. Maybe in school you read books. Pretty sure all those books were copyrighted. So you've been trained on copyrighted content. On and on. You've heard music, right? And it's influenced you. And that's copyrighted content. And then if you've read a bunch of books and then one day you wrote your own book or your own article or a paper, do you think that your book and your knowledge was influenced by all the other books you read previously? Yeah, probably, because that's the way knowledge works. You know, every breakthrough in knowledge or understanding throughout human history stands on the shoulders of other thinkers and other authors or other philosophers or other scientists that came before, and they published their work. And why do authors publish their work? And the answer is because they want their books to influence the world. They want people to be trained on their content, period. If you're an author and you're writing a book by default, you want your book to influence other people's knowledge or other people's way of thinking or experiences. If you didn't want to do that, you wouldn't write the book. And if you do write a book and then you say, but I don't want anybody to read it, well, you know, that's just insane. You know, they might learn something from my book and then they might think about it and then they might have a derivative thought. And how am I going to collect my copyright royalty? No, that's nonsense. Here's the bottom line. Western civilization's intellectual property laws are broken. They're broken and they're obsolete. They don't work in the age of digital information access or content sharing or AI or any of these other areas of content today. Intellectual property laws do not work. And this isn't just something I say, it's something I practice. So, you know, I spent a couple of months building the brightlearn.ai engine that has now published 35,000 books. And do I charge people for the books? No. And by the way, it's over 8,000 authors that have contributed the prompts to create those books, and they get to download those books for free. But so does everybody. So every book is shareable with the whole world. Everybody gets free books. And the books are available because I've assigned a Creative Commons attribution licensing to all the books, which means you never have to pay me a dime. You can download and use the books, even you can use them commercially, because I'm about spreading knowledge and information, you see. And these books are written based on research from other books. So I actually have a very large research index with over 100,000 other books in it. And just like a human researcher would go to the library and grab a bunch of books and they would flip through them and they would, you know, take notes and they would have citations. Or these days they do it online, you know, they would find online PDFs or citations or abstracts or whatever, and they would make a bunch of notes. Well, my AI agents do that for you. We've also indexed almost 250,000 science papers and millions of pages of articles and interview transcripts and things like that. So my book engine at brightlearn.ai researches through other books and other science papers, just like a human researcher would do that exact same task. And that's not considered, you know, theft of copyrighted information. That's called research. That's called research because even our engine at brightlearn.ai, it cites all the sources that it uses. So if it cites a book, if it finds something interesting in another book, it gives a citation to that book. It credits the title and the author. Same thing with science papers. So that's just called research. But now you have a bunch of people trying to twist this around. No, 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 that's Copyright Foundation is piracy. No. No, it isn't. I mean, if that's copyright violation, then you would have to stop speaking for the rest of your life because all the words that you state have also been influenced by other copyrighted material. Just like I said earlier, you know, you've probably heard audiobooks, so you've heard other people's copyrighted words. Therefore, if you speak, oh, you're in violation, so you can't speak, you're not allowed to write, you're not allowed to think, you're not allowed to do anything because you've been trained on copyrighted information. I mean, that's the argument from people who don't understand anything about how the world actually works. No, we're supposed to share knowledge and information. We're supposed to both learn from the past and then help teach the future. And that's what I'm doing with brightlearn.ai, or you can use our deep research engine at brightanswers.ai, etc. We learn from the past, we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors, and then we contribute to the future by helping to create knowledge and empowerment and information and bypassing censorship, which is another big part of what I do, to help future generations be able to learn at zero cost. That's one of the things that I've done that no other person on this planet had ever achieved before. I've reduced the cost of education to zero, or the cost of knowledge to zero. Because now anybody can go to brightlearn.ai and they can create a book and it costs them nothing. Or they can create an unlimited number of books. There's a limit of 3 per day. But tomorrow you can create 3 more, so there's really no limit. You know, it's a rate limit, but it's not an aggregate limit. You can create as many as you want over time. And lots of people do. There are authors that have created over 100 books. There are homeschooling organizations that create books and use them in their schools. There are parents that create books for the children. And people that create books as gifts, or they create books about subjects that they want to learn about, like how to use herbal medicine for your cat or whatever, things like that. So we're contributing to knowledge and helping to move knowledge forward in the world. And we don't charge anybody for the books, and we don't charge authors to create the books. It's a free service and a free platform. Now, there's something else that's actually even more important than this, but this is a difficult subject for people to grasp, that human knowledge doesn't actually exist solely in your brain. It's actually shared. There's a concept called the 100th monkey. And I know this is a tough concept for people to grasp, but there's actually a shared knowledge base that's built into the fabric of the cosmos, and they're called morphic fields. And everything that you know and that I know is contributed to the morphic fields, and it is available to all other people all over the world, because human brains are actually antennas that both transmit and receive information. And this is why different things like remote viewing actually do work. But throughout history, there have been many cases where different inventors who were in different continents, far away from each other, came up with the same ideas at the same time, or very nearly the same time. That's because knowledge is actually shared. If you start to create something and think about something, that knowledge will spread naturally through the fabric of the cosmos, and other people will begin to realize similar things or think similar things. It's true. And this is also why prayer works, or meditation, or you know, positive intent, or co-creation. I mean, it's really just different terms for the same thing. But because of this, intellectual property laws are really obsolete. Because one person says, oh, I came up with the concept of, you know, Iron Man. Okay. Well, guess what? There's probably about 1 million people around the world who had some similar version of that. Somebody over here had Manganese Man, and manganese is actually even better because it contains the word man in it. It's just longer to say, you know. But lots of people have very similar ideas at the same time. Ideas about products to create, companies to launch, ideas about art and movies and so on. And this whole concept of thinking that, well, I created that one thing and therefore I own it. And I know, I've been in that world too. I mean, I have two patents. I've published books that are copyrighted, you know, in the past. Not that I'm going to be doing that anymore, but I understand that thinking. Oh, I have to, you know, have to claim this and claim that. And yeah, I don't want people impersonating me, and I wouldn't try to steal the name Iron Man. But there are so many variations of these ideas that can and will coexist. And what we have is these overzealous intellectual property attorneys that work for Disney or whoever, like running around suing Manganese Man creator. It looks too similar to Iron Man. Well, there's only so many metals, you know? I mean, look at the table of elements. What do you want? You want Aluminum Man? You Nickel Man? That doesn't sound right. What do you want? Gold Man. Oh, Goldman Sachs. Oh, I wonder where that came from. You get the point. The whole system of even like patent law is totally broken and obsolete and ridiculous. I mean, you've heard of patent trolls. They run around the world threatening everybody. At one time, there were patent trolls trying to sue tech companies over over clicking buttons on websites. Like, oh, well, we patented the click, you know? Or at one time, there was one company that claimed to have the patent on all JPEG files. Like, you're using JPEGs, you have to pay us a royalty. I'm serious. I'm not making it up. You can look it up. That happened. There's crazy stuff like that happened, where these patent troll companies, which are all located in East Texas, by the way, for some odd reason, they buy up these ridiculous patents, and then they run around threatening everybody to get paid by big tech for the silliest things. Like, we patented digits, you know. If you use integers in your application, you owe us a royalty. It's absurd. Totally absurd. My point is that information wants to be free, and information should be free. Knowledge should be freely available, because I believe that access to knowledge is a fundamental human right. And censorship is a way to block people from learning about things. And narrative control, or the centralization of Hollywood, or centralization of big tech, search engines, Google, they've been deeply involved in banning and shadow banning and deplatforming people. Same thing with Facebook, you know, same thing with LinkedIn, same thing with YouTube, on and on. Even X still bans and shadow bans like crazy. All of that is bad and evil and wrong. That's why I'm fighting against that by doing the opposite. I create platforms that are free, that are openly shareable, where anybody can create and anybody can download for free and share it and post it with anybody else. That's the way that humanity deserves to be. Knowledge should be free. And no one should have a lack of knowledge because they can't afford to buy the $300 college textbook. Remember, I've reduced the cost of knowledge to zero at brightlearn.ai. That's a milestone for human civilization. It's never happened before. And I'm expanding the data set so that we can have more and more knowledge, more science papers, more published books, more articles, more information, so that every person on planet Earth, ultimately across multiple languages, can create books completely free. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we're about to embark on massive audiobook creation for these books. So we're going to be generating thousands of audiobooks over the next year, and every one of those audiobooks will also be free to download. And we're going to move beyond just English also. We're going to get into other languages. So this is what's coming. Check it all out at brightlearn.ai, or check out my video site at brightvideos.com and my AI research engine at brightanswers.ai. And then finally, if you want to catch my articles on all of this, I publish them at naturalnews.com. So check it all out, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, AI developer, and the innovator behind all these platforms that I just mentioned, including brightnews.ai, which aggregates censored news. So check it out, and thank you for listening.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.